If you are a goalie in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, QMJHL, the last thing you want to see is Evan Boucher with the puck in any area in front of your net. There's a good chance the next time you see that puck is when the linesman takes it out off the back of the net. I've seen a lot of 20-year-olds shoot a puck in my time, and Boucher hammers it as pure shooters do. Some of his goals I've seen this year, online, are not only laser accurate, but laser fast. He is a pure scorer. And his numbers reflect that. He's got a release that allows the puck to come off his stick with incredible velocity. The Timmins-born 20-year-old is in his second season with the perennial QMJHL powerhouse Halifax Mooseheads. I recently had the chance to get Evan to answer a few questions so local fans might learn a little more about the 6'3", 211-pound, left-shot power forward. More on that later, but some background for now. On January 10, 2022, Evan was added as a free agent just before the deadline, from the CCHL's Brockville Braves. He was second in league scoring at that time with 22 goals and 18 assists in 27 games. Boucher was originally drafted by Flint in the 2018 Old Draft. He had originally planned to go the school route with the NCAA and ended up playing in the CCHL. During the COVID lockdown in Canada, he joined the Atlanta Mad Hatters of the United States Premier Hockey League, where he had 11 points in 9 games before returning to Canada. In his first 2 games with Halifax, he had 4 goals, including his very first game where he scored the tying goal with 1:54 left in regulation before draining the winner in overtime. That initial showing in his first week saw him rewarded with being named to the QMJHL's Team of the Week award. Evan would end up with an astonishing 25 goals, and 40 points in 37 games with the Mooseheads. As of this writing, he has 12 goals and 15 points in 18 games this season. This past summer, Evan was invited to the Calgary Flames development camp in July, and he impressed enough to be invited back to their rookie camp and mini-tournament against other NHL rookie teams. After that camp, he was added to the main camp, where you can see him listed as wearing number 67 on the Flames camp roster site. After returning to the Mooseheads and playing a few games to start the season, he would find himself missing 11 games due to an injury. But since his return, he has been red hot. He had a beautiful hat trick in a recent game where his third goal was something I replayed over and over. This past weekend, Evan's mom, Chantal, was in attendance at his 2 home games. Having made the trip from Ottawa, Chantal was elated as Evan scored in each of the Mooseheads' 2 wins. While preparing this column about Evan, I reached out to a few scout friends to talk about him. One longtime friend in the scouting fraternity who has been in the business since the 70s and is very familiar with the young scorer, had this to say: he has all the tools required to be a very good power forward. And it's not just his scoring ability, it's his willingness to use his size and get involved in the tough areas of the ice. After notching 3 points in 5 playoff games last season, I expect Evan to add to his playoff totals as the Maritime Division Mooseheads look poised to make a deep run in QMJHL playoffs. Having a very young team in last year's playoff, the Halifax squad has had little turnover, more experience and some key additions to set them up for a good shot at a championship. It is nice to see a kid born here excelling at the game and making his family, friends and fans he has in this area so proud of his accomplishments. So without any more delay, here's what Evan was so kind enough to say about the questions I put forth to him. Q. You attended the NHL Calgary Flames rookie camp earlier this fall and then took part in the main camp. Tell us a little about that experience. A. I had an amazing experience at the NHL camp. I got to meet great people and players. It sure was an eye-opener for me, as in the fast pace of hockey, NHL players are treated extremely well and it's an awesome organization. Q. I know you must have been super pumped after getting the call to Halifax, but tell us how you felt when in your first game there you scored the tying and winning goal, in OT. A. It was an indescribable feeling to score the tying and winning goals in my very first game with Halifax. It sure was a great start for me. Q. Outside of hockey, what are your ambitions? Outside of hockey, I would very much like to help kids with special needs. Q. What do you feel are your strengths as a player? A. My strengths are my shot, my hockey IQ and my size. Q. Is there a coach, athlete or individual you look to as a role model? A. I really like Ovechkin, as he is a two-way player. I love the passion he has for the sport and he plays hard every shift. I was 11 years old when I moved to Ottawa and I was very fortunate to start my hockey with an amazing coach Bino Cesario. I've been very fortunate to get good training with other coaches and trainers as well in Ottawa. And definitely my mom who has been my rock through all of my journey. I work hard but my mom played and continues to play a big part of it. I'm blessed to have her. Q. Favorite pre-game meal? A. My pre-meal is chicken with rice and vegetables with a bit of barbecue sauce. Q. Do you have any habits or routines to get yourself up for a game? A. My routine is a nap before the game as I set my alarm always at the same time, then drink lots of water, eat, shower, dress. Once at the rink I jog then shower again, tape my three sticks a certain way, get dressed and pump up the guys. Q. Only a few players ever get the chance to play Major Junior. What were any obstacles or challenges you had to overcome to get this far? A. Players face many challenges and for me was being the underdog and facing adversity. Q. How do you like to relax during your non-hockey time? A. Relax in my room and play NHL games. Q. How important do you think attitude and/or mental preparation is to your success? A. Hockey, like any other sports, can have lots of ups and downs, so it's very important to always stay positive and not to be scared to reach out to anyone who can help during difficult times. Q. You are known for having a great shot. Do you do any extra work to maintain or improve on that skill? And if so, tell us a little about that process. A. I shoot a lot of pucks and work a lot on my forearms. I also watch videos of many hockey players who can shoot the puck. Q. What pattern and flex are your sticks? A. My stick is P90, fat blade, 85 flex. Q. Best piece of advice anyone has given to you? A. Best piece of advice is to always stay positive. Q. And finally, in that vein, have you got any advice for younger hockey players? A. What I would share to younger players is that always work hard, give your full potential and remember someone is always watching. Thanks, Evan, for taking the time to answer my questions. And good luck in all you do. Here's a quick interview Evan did with the Halifax Mooseheads last season when he joined the team. The coach and me can't pass this up. You will notice that Evan responded with the fact that he uses an 85 flex stick. And I so hope that kids, coaches and parents took note of that. Here's a kid at 6 feet 3, 211 pounds with an NHL level shot, okay? In the meantime, I still see countless kids using 95, 100,000, 105 and even 110 flex sticks. They might as well be using a 2x4. Part of the process of being able to shoot the puck is the ability to use the flex of the stick to torque the shaft and get a whip effect to add velocity to your shot. I still remember kids coming in to get a 100 flex and I would ask, "Can you shoot the puck better than Mark Kadek?" "No." "Well, he uses an 85 flex and can shoot a ton. When you can do that, come back and maybe we can talk 95 flex. Maybe your stick is a tool of the trade. Pick the flex appropriate for you. The game will be a lot more fun and you will be a more effective player." Good start for Canada with the start of preliminary games at the World Junior A Hockey Challenge. Canada West defeated the US, while Canada East downed Latvia. The NOJHL is represented at the challenge by Greater Sudbury Cub forward Samuel Asinawai with Canada East. He's still the kid. In his mid-30s, Sidney Crosby is sixth in league scoring with 38 points in 28 games and leading a surging Penguins club. I have said for a long time that I'd pay big bucks to attend games to see Crosby, McDavid, McKinnon, Makar and Draisaitl play. Lots of other great players to see in the NHL, but I'd have to have comps for those. Later, skater.